Friend, do you know you have a weapon on you? A very, very powerful weapon on you. And I don't think we realize what we do with this weapon, how we hurt others with this weapon, how we hurt ourselves with this weapon, how we construct our destiny with this weapon. So we need to talk about it today. We're going to take a step in this direction. It's a huge topic, but we're going to cover some ground today. Are you ready? Let's go. Congratulations! You got this podcast, Holistic Moms, to 5,000 downloads. And I am congratulating you and thanking you because I did not do this on my own. I only got here because you listened. And I only got here because you shared the show. And I only got here because you wrote a review. So thank you, thank you. And in order to celebrate, I am going to do a review party giveaway. We're going to have a contest. And if you write a review and you share a screenshot with me of the review, then you get entered into this giveaway. And what are you going to win? One person is going to win a 30-minute wellness accountability coaching session with me. And with that session comes a $25 off gift card to my wellness supplement store. So it's a twofer. You get two amazing prizes in one, and I'm so excited to gift that to you. So all you need to do, it starts on April 30th, is you're going to write a review, April 30th to May 2nd. You're going to write a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen. You can write a review on Spotify. If your platform of choice to stream podcasts does not have a place to write a review, then you can just share the show with a friend and screenshot me that message. And then you're going to email the screenshot of your review to hello@theshanwright.com. That is my email. Make sure you put a W with the right. And then you are entered into the giveaway. This is going to be super fun. And this will also help the show grow, which it's your show. So we all want that, and we want more people to hear about how to be holistically well in Jesus. So thank you for participating in this giveaway, to having fun with this review party, and celebrating you and your 5,000 downloads. If you want to get an extra entry into this review party giveaway, then head over to the Facebook group and share your screenshot there as well. So you're going to share it in my email. And if you share it in the Facebook group, it can be on a post, it can be on its post of its own, wherever you share it in the Facebook group, I will see it and you will be entered another entry to win my 30-minute coaching nap time sesh and a $25 gift card. I am so excited for you. So go ahead to the Facebook group and get that extra entry. It's bit.ly/holistichacks and post it there. All right, let's go. Hey mama, are you stressed by the lack of time in the day to do all the things? Are you feeling disconnected from God, your husband, and even your kids because patience and presence seem out of reach? Do you want a healthier body, mind, spirit, and home, but overwhelmed in where to start? Hey, I'm Shan Wright, daughter of the king, wife, mom to four, RN, wellness coach, and I know very well what it feels like to want to live well, but about to lose it with my very blessed full life. After realizing I can't pour from an empty cup, I tracked my way to whole body wellness and so much peace. If you are ready to cancel the stressed out life, learn tactical, intentional strategies as a mom wearing many hats, find more peace, confidence, and joy raising kingdom kids, then listen in. Come on, mama, together we got this. Really, God's got this. So go heat up that coffee again and turn your listening ears on. Let's chat. I've been wanting to do this episode for so long, but it's such a heavy topic and so much to say. I have so much to say about it, and we should have so much to say about it, and we have to choose our words carefully. So I have been putting it off. And now I think I'll just share what's on my heart for the time being, and we'll do more episodes, and I'm sure I'll miss some points and I'll touch on those in the future. But right now, we're just going to, share what I've been thinking about lately when it comes to this ginormous topic. Okay. And now there is one word, one single word that can decrease anxiety, stress, worry. I'm going to tell you what it is. But first, let's talk about how powerful words are. Okay. So the Lord teaches us with creation, with the way this world came into existence, that it was formed with His words, right? Genesis 1, let there be light. Let there be stars. Let there be the sun. Let there be water and land, everything. Let there be, right? That was His words, and it was good. He spoke the world into existence, and He put that same power of life and death in our tongues, in our mouths. Yes. Proverbs 18:21 says, this is truth. It says, the tongue has the power of life and death, and those who love it will eat its fruit. If you love words, you love to talk, you're going to eat the fruit of what comes out of your mouth. And we have to be conscious and careful of what that is. And this is why this has been so heavy, and I don't know how to really present this topic. Well, I don't, but I pray, Holy Spirit, let these words be yours today. Let whatever comes out of my mouth be from you, because we know our tongue holds the power of life and death. So what I want every word that comes out of my mouth on this podcast, on socials, wherever I put it, that it is encouraging, it brings life, it brings truth, and it brings healing, and it brings peace to others. I don't want to speak anything that doesn't do those things. I will, because I'm a sinner and I mess up, and you will, but I have grace for that. God has grace for that. And I'll tell you all about that as we get down into this episode. But for right now, this is why this has been heavy. So the power is there, right? We have to acknowledge that the power is in our mouths. Then we have to do something about it. We have to ask God to help us, like I just did. Ask the Holy Spirit. So Psalms 19:14, let the words of my mouth, this is a prayer. This is a prayer to God. The words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart, right? Your thoughts come out your mouth. The meditations of your heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock, my redeemer. That's a prayer that we can pray every single day, and we should. We should. So Amber Lee and I talked about this on the podcast. So she's back on episode 60. It was such an amazing conversation, and I was sharing about the conversation on Instagram. By the way, you can come hang out with me there. If you aren't already, I love to kind of hang out on Instagram and chat there. So I'm at the Shan Wright and would love to connect with you. So back to this. I was sharing a reel on Instagram and about that conversation that we had. And I wanted to highlight what she said because I just think it is so important. So, so important. And it has to do with what we're talking about today. So she said, and I quote, painting a picture of who they are, she's speaking of your children, and who they can become is far more effective of a tool than our disappointment. So when we get disappointed in their actions and in their behavior, that just sharing that disappointment and sharing that correction and that discipline is not very effective. But painting a picture of who they really, really are, even despite their sin, and showing them who they can become and telling them who they can become is so much more effective. And it's a tool that we can use in our toolbox, and we should use it all the time. So how do we do this, right? Well, first, she expanded on this and saying, don't say those words that are negative, like can't, never, you don't. Why don't you stop? When are you going to learn? Defeating comments, Those aren't helpful. And I know it's so easy. Like, I'm guilty of this. I've done this. Needed to ask for forgiveness for this because this just kills their confidence. It kills their self-worth. We know those thoughts are going on in our head when we mess up. So it's almost natural for those words to come out because we see our kids with, you know, this perspective of their little me's. And those thoughts that are in our heads about ourselves, that critique, those defeating comments, are inner vows that we have built there for a long time. And then they come out onto them. So we don't want them to go down the same road we did, right? We want to build them up. She gave this example of setting them up for the next time so they can actually succeed and make the next right choice the next time. So even though it's a consequence or discipline, you're actually speaking of what they can become from it. Because, right, if we don't learn from discipline, if we don't learn from these consequences, then what good are they? If we don't become something better, what good is it? We don't want to be characterized by our sin, and we don't want to characterize our kids by their sin. We want them to grow and become something more, even better than us, right? So we are supposed to be that safe place. They can learn and grow. We are their disciplinary, and we get our discipline from God, and then we share it with them because they are just growing and less mature than us. And so we want to set them up, okay? So she would say to her teenager, yes, you can take the car. And when you come back and the car is clean and taken well care of, you will show me I can trust you. And I'm excited to see that. Have a great time. Or for the littles, and you discipline them for something. I know this is sad and it's painful and it's hard. You can't go play with your friends today. And instead, you're, you know, hanging out with mom. But I can't wait to see how you handle this next time. I know you are the kind of kid, when I ask you to do this thing, you will make a better choice next time. You are. You can list some identity characteristics over them and tell them you love them and the consequences stand. But the words we use during our discipline are huge, right? So in her book, Parenting Scripts with Wendy Speak, there are so many more examples of speaking life and not negative, defeating words. And some of it is just simply flipping the script. Instead of saying, hey, when we go to the playground, we are not going to throw sand, push people, run on cement, hit, steal balls, etc. Because at that point, all the kid is thinking about is those actions, right? That's what's in their head. They hear the words and it goes in. What else are they left to do? Instead, change the do nots to the do's. Speak the life over them. You are a kid that's going to play fair and walk and keep sand in the sandbox and share toys and make new friends and be nice. And then that's what will happen. You're speaking their destiny over them, okay? Also, pray. Prayer is a huge thing when you're, you know, just being around your kid and talking life over them, praying life-giving words over them is including Holy Spirit and God into the discipline and into their destiny and what they're walking out into. So if you do it in the morning, right, do it in the morning as you leave them and you know, you're speaking life-giving words and the power of the name of Jesus and praising God for their good days that are about to happen, that's what will happen. So you pray them out the door. And I this is a prayer I say often for my daughter, right? Thank you, God, that Ruthie is filled with your peace today. She takes her thoughts captive and she speaks truth over her thoughts. She is a kind friend and looks for the person in need today. Etc., right? At that point, they are filled up. Their tanks are filled up. You have peace because you've spoken life over them, and they're ready to walk in that peace and in those words. They're ready to do that, right? That's what they're thinking about. So this book, Parenting Scripts, again, is filled with tons of positive biblical scripts of ways that you can speak life-giving words over your children. So definitely recommend, as moms raising kingdom kids, to grab that book. But I don't only want to talk about what we speak over our kids today. That is a part of it, and that is a part of being a holistic mom. But I really want to, you know, just in general, the power of the words and the power of speaking in general. So we talk a lot about our beliefs, right? And what we believe in our hearts expresses itself in our words and our actions. Remember, it goes from beliefs, emotions, thoughts, words, actions, character, and destiny. So just as maybe someone has said something about us that has formed this negative belief and this lie down in our root system, we can do the same for others, unfortunately. And for ourselves, we can continue to speak lies over ourselves. Our words have that much power that when we have these beliefs and we continue to live them out, we are speaking them out and agreeing with them. We're decreeing and declaring, this is the way it's gonna be, and it defines our life. And then we pass that down to our kids, we pass that down to others, and it defines their life. And we don't wanna do that. We don't wanna be negatively defining people anything different than what God says about them, right? Or ourselves. And as far as our stress goes and our anxieties and our worries, are we speaking these out loud too? Probably. Are we actually declaring these things that we don't want to happen into existence? Maybe. Are we speaking death over ourselves and our families' lives? These anxious, awful stories we have written, are we speaking them out loud? Maybe. So the Bible says so much about how to control this very strong weapon of ours. So I'm going to read just some few verses to share that. So again, recognizing and understanding the power that you have and then going to God and asking for help. So this is a prayer, Psalms 141:3, set a guard over my mouth, Lord. Keep watch over the doors of my lips. That is a prayer that you can pray every day. All the words of my mouth are just, none of them is crooked or perverse. And that's decreeing and declaring. That's Proverbs 18:8. You're decreeing and declaring that all the words of my mouth are just, right? The words of the godly are a life-giving fountain. The words of the wicked conceal violent intentions. Proverbs 10:11. We want to be the godly, right? So we're declaring, again, the words of us. The words of the godly are a life-giving fountain. The words of the reckless pierce like swords, but the tongue of the wise bring healing. Proverbs 12:18. So if you are reckless with your words and you don't think about them, they pierce like swords. That's how powerful that weapon is. If you don't think about what comes out of your mouth, it can pierce someone. But the tongue of the wise brings healing. What's wise? Recognizing the power that your tongue has and speaking life-giving words, that's wisdom, and those words can bring healing, okay? Here's a good one, Proverbs 13:3. Those who control their tongue will have a long life. Yay! Opening your mouth can ruin everything. So this has weight on it, right? I'm hosting a podcast, so I'm talking a lot. So I have to control my tongue, which means not necessarily speaking less words, I think, but controlling what comes out, thinking before it comes out, letting Holy Spirit speak through me, and just opening your mouth and letting whatever comes out, that can ruin everything, it says. Here's another one. Gentle words are a tree of life. A deceitful tongue crushes the spirit. Proverbs 15:4. And a gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. Proverbs 15:1. I can't think of the exact reference right now, but where it says, parents, do not, you know, stir your child up to anger. I forget the reference, but, and the exact words, but that's what that is also speaking to, that Proverbs is gently parenting, gently biblically parenting and disciplining your child turns away wrath. It settles your child. It gets their anxieties down. It decreases them from this anxious state and what they might be mad about and irritated with and frustrated with as they're learning. And if we just join them in that fight and join them in that sassy back talk or that disrespectful tone, we're just stirring up more anger. That's not what we want to do. So I'm sure that one is going to come in a lot, come up a lot as the teenage years come up, right? And then I love this one. I'll probably end on this one, but gracious words are a honeycomb, sweet to the soul and healing to the bones. Proverbs 16:24. And I love this one because it talks about healing. As someone in holistic wellness, sometimes it's just a gracious word that is going to be what that soul needs, be what that person needs, be what your soul needs. And we can do that for someone else, and someone else can do that for us, and God can do that for us. So I just love that. That's Proverbs 16:24. Okay. So whether we use our weapon for good or unfortunately for bad, which I know we all have, thankfully, Jesus can set us free. He breaks chains, destroys lies that the enemy is trying to destroy us with. And the point is, we can unintentionally cage someone up and bind someone up with our words because they have so much power. We can unintentionally kill someone's spirit, crush someone's spirit with our words. But there is grace, there is freedom, there is forgiveness in Jesus for all of that. When we mess up and we sin and we speak words we shouldn't over others and ourselves, we can be set free. And how? By words. Yes, it's that simple. That's how much power is in words. Okay, so I would tell you the one word that can decrease all stress. It can decrease all anxiety. The one word that holds the power to worry. It brings calm. It brings peace. It holds love and joy and healing and truth and goodness and kindness, justice, patience. Say it with me out loud. The one word is Jesus. Jesus. Yes. J-E-S-U-S. The more we speak Jesus out loud over our lives and over our children, the better off our lives will be, period. Take that statement to the bank. So it is true. That's the truth. And that's so exciting, right? Because it just takes one word to break these lies, to break these inner vows that we've made, to break these curses that we've accidentally, unintentionally spoken over someone else. We can find forgiveness and repentance there, and all from the name of Jesus. So there's three steps I want you to take after hearing all of this, the heaviness our words bear. Number one, spend time in prayer. Talk to God about your words. Ask Him to guide your speech. Again, right at the beginning, Lord, let the meditations of my heart, let the words out of my mouth be pleasing to you. That can be your prayer, okay? And Lord, give me opportunity to encourage others with life-giving words and speak life over myself and my anxieties and my stress, and remember to do that. Bring it to mind when I'm in the moment, and ask for sensitivity to your words. We've been speaking for however many years since two, probably, right? So you are used to some things and you're desensitized to the power that those words have. You can ask for sensitivity to this. So some words that I have even said a few years ago, I will not say anymore. They will not come out of my mouth because I know the weight that they carry. Okay? So daily ask Jesus to renew your speech. As He renews your mind, your thoughts, that comes out your mouth. So renew your speech. He is the one with the transforming power to renew our hearts and our minds and our words. Okay? Number two, practice thinking before you speak. And I say practice because this is, again, not something we've been doing all our lives. And it is something that, you know, James reminds us to do. So James 1:19-20 says, "Dear brothers and sisters, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry, because human anger does not produce the righteousness that God desires." So before you respond to someone, you know, a lot of times the words that we don't like that come out of our mouth come out of a reaction to someone else. They come out of a response from to someone else, a child disobeying or back talking or saying something disrespectful or some injustice happening or someone disagreeing with us on something. We can get heated, right? This anger, even this righteous anger, can come up even before that. Pause, count to three in your mind, and think, is my response going to be God-honoring? Is this going to be speaking life into someone and over someone and myself? So before even you respond to a stressor, you're feeling the stress rise, pause, think, what is true about this situation right now? What is the story I've made up in my head? And what is true? God, what do you say about this situation right now? This is stressing me out. You can feel it. You can sense it. But God, what do you say about this? And then choose, make the right choice, practice to speak life over the stress and not death. Something I've been speaking over my anxiety for the past year or so is the Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. So when I feel anxious, like I'm lacking time or energy or patience, that's a big one, or just peace, I remind myself of the truth. I remind myself of what God's word says, and it says, his word says, the Lord is my shepherd. He's leading, he's guiding if I let him, and I lack nothing when he is my shepherd. So walk in that. So these are actually belief cards in action, right? I've talked about belief cards on here before. I share about them often. This is a life-changing practice. If you have anxiety, worry, stress, this has the power and the scientific studies to back of success to change those thoughts and your words and bring life to your situation. So I coach women in this, and I invite you to book a session with me at bit.ly/ShanWright, bit.ly/ShanWright, to take a deep dive into your inner vows, into your beliefs, and how to successfully change them for the better. So you are speaking life over yourself. You're speaking life into your future and into your destiny, into your children's destiny, because your words define your destiny. Okay? Where are you going to go? You want to go somewhere good? Let's speak life over it. And I can do that with you. It takes a lot of courage. It takes a lot of practice. And I can coach you through it. Okay? Go right now and book that session. Okay. Number three is forgive and ask forgiveness for words that have been said. So remember my story of calling my daughter shy, because that was my inner vow. That was the lie that was spoken over me, and it was something I needed to come out of agreement with, renounce it, confess it, repent, and then decree and declare the truth, change my beliefs over time, and I did that, and then I needed to do the same for her. So first I needed to recognize it in myself, and then I needed to do the same for her. And I told her, I'm sorry. Please forgive me for speaking this over you, and let's come out of agreement with it together, and let's not say this anymore, because you are brave and you are strong. God says that, okay? So let us continue to rest in that freedom that comes from Jesus, for asking for forgiveness, that forgiveness that comes from him, and not get anxious about the words we may have said and the things that we have spoken over others or ourselves. Don't get more anxious about that, but rest in the freedom of the name of Jesus. Okay, so friends, there is so much more to say about words and beliefs for that matter, since remember, words come from our beliefs, and we will continue to do so in the following episodes. But for right now, I want to leave you with some really fun homework, okay? Are you game for it? Because if you believe now in the power of your words and you are sold on everything that I just shared and you remember, wow, yes, I do remember those verses and what that truth says. So I feel that way. Then I want you to do this homework with me, okay? With me. So I want you to be mindful. There's two steps of the homework. Number one, be mindful of the negative death, the negative words you speak over your life, over your dreams, over your wellness this week, okay? Just if you say something, jot it down. Remember, we're how many years old? It's today that we're remembering this, and today we're going to move forward in peace and work on this and practice this. So don't feel shame. Just today, we're going to start to be better. We're going to jot it down. Spend some time in prayer with the things that you jot down, like maybe the next morning, and ask God about it and confess again, repent, ask for forgiveness, and ask him the truth. Ask him what he says about that, okay? And, you know, keep track for the week. I think this would be so good to hold each other accountable for. You can go over to the Facebook group, bit.ly/holistichacks. Join us as holistic moms that want to speak life over our children and over ourselves, okay? So go head over there and share that you did the homework and share that, you know, you are trying to practice this and get some encouragement from others. I know the encouragement will come if you speak out in courage that you're doing this. Okay, homework number two is like a fun challenge. And again, the one word that holds all the power in the world, the power over life and death, the power over the grave, the power over death and hell and everything is Jesus. So speak that name, speak that word over you and your family 3 times a day. So I heard this once on a podcast episode. I don't even know which one. I don't even know who it came from, but I'll just tell you the credit does not go to me, but I have been doing this. I set alarms on my phone, and the kids even know when it goes off that it's the Jesus alarm, and we all say, Jesus, okay? So that's it. That's how simple it is. But when we speak that name that holds every power, we speak that over our lives and over our kids, that will change that moment. It will speak over that situation. Whatever's going on in that moment, it will bring more life to it. Right? It's a life, the most life-giving words you can say. So let's say it. And also share with us in the Facebook group that you did that, and we can hold each other accountable, show each other our alarms on our phones, what time you have them set for, because it could be all different times. So that's your homework. Those are your 2 steps of homework. Join us in the Facebook group, share your homework. I cannot wait to encourage you in that. And now I'm going to end with my favorite devotional book. It is Commanding Your Morning by Cindy Trim. And it is a devotion of decreeing and declaring. It's a devotional that recognizes the power of our words. So there is 365 days in here of declarations you can speak over your day. Okay. And so I'm going to do one that has to do with our words. And I'm going to pray this over you and myself and every listener. And you can take this prayer and pray it daily. It's short and sweet, but I pray this over you today. Lord, let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in your sight. Lord, my strength and my redeemer. I will let no corrupt communication proceed out of my mouth, but only that which is edifying. I decree and declare a prophetic upgrading of my speech and thought life. I cancel the effect of negative self-defeating words and thought processes and put them under my feet. I declare new cycles of victory, success, and prosperity will replace old cycles of failure, poverty, and death in my life. In the name of Jesus, amen. Okay, friend, that is my prayer for you today, that you would let the words of your mouth and the meditations of your heart be pleasing to our God and bring life to you and those around you. Shalom, shalom. Hey, wellness warrior, I pray that blessed you. And if so, it would bless me big if you would write a 5-star review and subscribe on Apple Podcasts. Not only would this make me super happy, but it will allow for others to find this show too. Also, I love to chat over on Instagram, so make sure to take a screenshot, share to your Instagram stories, and tag me at @TheShanWright so I can see it and we can keep chatting and bring other moms to chat with us. Until we get to chat again, mama friend, may the Lord's face shine upon you and give you peace.